The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
It happened that a catechist during the Advent season, who was preparing young children who were anticipating First Holy Communion, had given them the exercise of drawing a picture that captures some scene of the dynamics of the Holy Family. So as the children began the exercise, the teacher went around and was looking at all of the students working so diligently. One child's work stood out. She was quite fascinated. And what caught her attention was this child drew a picture of an airplane. So she asked, what scene are you depicting here? And the child says, "I have drawn the picture of the flight of the Holy Family into Egypt." She says, "Okay, interesting. But I noticed that you have four people in this picture. Tell me, who are they?" And the child says, "Well, there is Joseph, there's Mary, and the baby Jesus. And the person up front there, that's Pontius, the pilot." You may recall, those of you who were with us on the vigil of the Nativity of the Lord on Christmas Eve, I shared that if for one to work with or play with children, they have to be willing to enter into the logic of a child's mind or the world of a child in order to appreciate what's happening. Similarly today, our gospel on this feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph presents us with a scene that I'd like to compare with somehow thinking of maybe you've had the experience of receiving a gift at Christmas and trying to be polite when the gift is presented to you, when you open it up, it doesn't quite meet what you expected it to be. Maybe it was a very colorful sweater or a book you had already read. Whatever the case, being polite, you do your best to hold the countenance of your face in such a way that you don't give away disappointment or surprise at what wasn't your expectation. The prophet Simeon today is presented to us in this gospel, which is representing us with the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple. Simeon is that figure that the audience that Luke was presenting, they would recognize him as coming straight out of the pages of the book of sacred scripture. Specifically, the pages of the Hebrew scriptures, the audience to which Luke was presenting the gospel would recognize him as the prophet. And in this case, this prophet, Simeon, has been anointed with the Spirit. He's been inspired and moves into the temple under this prompting. And when he receives into his arms this child of the promise, the Messiah, instead of going into a diatribe of praise and glory that would be associated with this Messiah, he begins to disclose words that speak of opposition and persecution. No one would have expected that in the mouth of a prophet. They would have expected adjectives or terms describing his glory and majesty. And as he would go further in his disclosure, instead of presenting words that would describe how this child would grow, and as he would grow, would destroy the enemies of Israel and bring about the resurgence of the great kingdom. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Simeon discloses a child that will become a light of revelation to the Gentiles, to the whole world. A total reversal of expectations. And when we look at Mary and Joseph, who do they represent, or what are they modeling for us? Patient expectation and openness to God. Patient expectation and openness to God. Scholars say that if we look carefully at the accounts of the scripture capturing the nativity of our Lord and the events unfolding from there, we will find that they actually are pointing us. There are signs in those writings that are pointing us to foreshadowing. They're foreshadowing events that will be part and parcel to what this child's ultimate mission will entail. For instance, the shepherds were told by the angels that they would find the child wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. We fast forward that to the scene of the tomb in which Jesus was laid to rest after he was taken down from the cross, dead. What did they discover in the tomb, which was now empty? At least it was devoid of the body. They found the wrappings, the cloth, which served not so much as a sign of the birth of the newborn Christ, but of the resurrection. The resurrection of the child who was born to die for the salvation of the world. Perhaps this feast of the Holy Family is inviting us to embrace the model and example of Mary and Joseph. Patient expectation and openness to God. Openness to possibilities that we might not have had in mind. Patience with those with whom we associate with. Being open to expectations that we have about God and others. To be flexible in that what we might have had in mind, especially in relationship to those we think we know so well. Like I think about my mother in relationship to me. When I disclosed to her that I was sensing God calling me to the priesthood. Now today she will tell you, without missing a beat, I always knew Kyle was going to be a priest. But when I disclosed to her what I was feeling and sensing in my heart for some time, and I told her, she says, a priest? I said, yes, aren't you happy? Well, Kyle, you always said that if you were going to do something in the church, it would be a deacon. Because a deacon can get married and have children. I said, that was indeed what I said, and that was my plan. Notice emphasis on my plan. But God offered me something different, something that I did not expect. But I was open and willing to receive it. And as a result, the good Lord has not failed to surprise me from one year after the next as to how he wants things to go and how he's working so mysteriously and yet very purposefully and definitively within the temples of the hearts of all of his children on this earth. Perhaps this is an opportunity for us. Taking our lead from the aged Simeon, who had been promised to see this child before he would die. He believed God, as did Abraham. And perhaps entering the logic of a child's mind and a child's world, we may recognize ultimately what God is up to. The child drew a picture of the Holy Family in flight to Egypt. He depicted the flight in the form of an airplane. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and the pilot was Pontius. Pontius Pilate. We know him. He pointed to a future reality. But the child would grow. The gospel says the favor of God was upon him. He grew in wisdom, age, and grace before God and the world. Up until the assigned time for him to ascend to his throne of the cross. And there, consummate the mission of the marriage between heaven and earth. And this world has never been the same ever since. Maybe that's why they named the child of the promise, Abraham and Sarah, they named the child Isaac. Remember? When those three mysterious visitors came to Abram when he was sitting outside of his tent, Sarah was eavesdropping.
And when she heard these mysterious visitors disclosing what would be in a year's time from then, she laughed. She laughed. She said, how is it that I'm a woman of advanced years? Am I going to experience pleasures again? They said, call your wife out here. They said, why did you laugh? I did not laugh. Yes, you did. This time next year, you shall be with child. And so it happened. And they named the child Isaac, which means he who laughs. And I've always been told, he who laughs last, laughs the best. Thank God for providence, for the one who is the first and the last, came as the servant of God to realize the plan of God from all eternity. God love you.